Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another classic episode of the podcast. This one goes into one of my favorite, super morbid, very weird pieces of science history. That time when the easiest way to obtain research cadavers was by grave robbery, which, humans being entrepreneurial, led to at least a few murders.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and of all the possible get-rich-quick schemes you could involve yourself in, I'm betting you would stop short of serial killing. Yes, even if it meant you'd be aiding the advancement of science. But that's not the case for everybody. Take William Burke and William Hare, two Irish immigrants who ran a boarding house in Edinburgh, Scotland, and killed at least 15 people during a 10-month period across 1827 and 1828. And we're not trying to aggrandize serial murders here, but they made a small fortune doing it. Burke and Hare had no criminal records before they got into the murdering business. Burke was a cobbler, and Hare a laborer who owned a lodging house with his wife. When a boarder who owed the Hares a good deal of back rent died one day in November 1827, Hare complained to his friend Burke. The two decided that the best way to recoup Hare's financial loss was to sell the man's corpse to an anatomy professor at the University of Edinburgh. Anatomy research was a booming business in Edinburgh in the early 1800s, and though many human dissections were conducted every day in the city, human remains were hard to come by. Grave robbing was frowned upon, but anatomists were only technically allowed to study the bodies of deceased prisoners, suicide victims, orphans, and abandoned children. So Edinburgh's underbelly was crawling with body snatchers. Since the demand was high for cadavers and the supply relatively low, many anatomists used the services of so-called resurrection men to fill their human corpse requirements. Resurrection men were folks who made a business of body snatching or clandestinely removing a body from a burial site. There was no law against digging up a dead body and selling it, since the dead didn't officially belong to anyone. Oh, what an innocent time. But the general public was perhaps understandably dismayed by this practice. In addition to the living's emotional attachment to loved ones' remains, at the time, many Christians were concerned that the dissection of bodies after death would prevent the deceased from rising during the final judgment. However, anatomists, desperate for cadavers, were willing to pay good money for bodies, sometimes in terrible condition, without asking questions about where those bodies came from. A doctor and anatomist named Robert Knox was a popular lecturer at the University of Edinburgh when Burke and Hare came to him with that first cadaver from the boarding house. Knox paid them £7.10 for the body. In today's money, that's almost £750, or over $950 American dollars, and was almost double what the dead man owed Hare in back rent. The body was pretty fresh, which pleased Knox, and he was even more pleased a few months later with the body of Burke and Hare's first murder victim. She was a lodger who fell ill with fever in the boarding house. Perhaps worried that her illness would mean bad business for the boarding house, or perhaps looking to make a quick buck, the two men suffocated her. Knox paid them £10, that's $13, for that cadaver, worth over £1,000, or $1,300, today. Over the course of the next year, Knox bought a total of 16 bodies from the pair, mostly women. Most of their victims were killed, likely with the knowledge of the murderers' wives, by plying them with whiskey and then suffocating them. Burke and Hare preyed on people who were poor and alone or disabled. During the eventual trial, the three victims named in the indictment were a mentally disabled young man, a young woman reputed to be a prostitute, and their final victim, the one who got them caught, a middle-aged Irish woman named Margaret Docherty, reportedly in Edinburgh searching for her missing son. Burke and Hare were discovered by a couple staying in Hare's boarding house. They saw the two men drinking with the woman in the evening, and the next morning she had disappeared. They found her body packed in straw under a bed, ready to be taken to Knox. After the couple alerted the police, the authorities raided Knox's cadavers and found the woman's body among them. In the trial, Hare testified against Burke, and he and his wife were released. Burke's wife was also released, but Burke was executed. Knox was exonerated of all charges because Burke testified that Knox didn't know about the provenance of the bodies he was buying. The case was extremely high profile, and along with other murder cases, including copycat crimes, it led to the passing of the Anatomy Act of 1832. This controversial legislation opened up anatomists' options. Any donated body could now be dissected. But with dissection still considered a sort of desecration, the only people who considered such a donation tended to be those in poverty. The act, therefore, shifted dissection from being a sort of secondary punishment for criminals after execution to being a sort of punishment for not having the family or funds to provide for yourself after death, and led to riots at the Cambridge Medical School. Though attitudes and laws have changed since then, the issue of the ownership, transfer, and treatment of the dead is definitely still under discussion. Today's episode is based on the article Burke and Hare, Murderers for Money and Science, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesslyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.